goal in life is to make every situation in life mechatchila.
What does that mean?
We aim for something and we don't end up there. So do we say, okay, it's not what I want and it's not good? Or no, this is the way I am now, Hashem put me over here and I can make the best of it. That's what life is all about. It's a micro and a macro. It happens in the course of the day. I would love my house to be 100% Sudan and all the food cooked exactly on time when I come home. Okay, today didn't happen. So now I have to say, okay, so now this is the chatzilah for today. I go to Shem today, you see, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to say, oh, why did it happen today? Why? Why should we eliminate it from our lexicon? It'll make life much easier. And say, oh, what do I have here? Oh boy, my wife must have had a hard day today. Wow, give a chizik. Why, she's a great wife, unbelievable. You had a hard day today, just relax a little bit, I'll take care of her. Yeah, it's like that everything in life. Boy wants to get into a certain yeshiva. He doesn't get into the yeshiva in the dream of the beginning. So now, he's spend the next few years of his life, oh yeah, he's in the other situation. And then he wastes away the next few years of his life. Or a girl, seminary, whatever it is, every situation in life. Well, say, one second. I thought that was a place for me. I thought both of us decided otherwise. And let's see how I can make the best of this. Every situation could be great. Sometimes if you saw another place, like I was talking to recently, he said, this, the yeshiva, the lad boys are not so serious. So I said, you know, we'd love all the boys to be serious, but there's a certain mileage to it, because if you want to get hold of the Rebbe and the Rosh Yeshiva, you have less competition. You have to know how to take advantage of the situation. So he said, it's not my kid, the Chosid Lovos says it, basically. He says, you have a person with a family, a big family, and a person who's all by himself. So how does each one deal with it? So you have Rebbe Oilam that doesn't think. So the one who has a big family says, oh, I wish I had a smaller family. And the one that doesn't have a family says, oh, I need a family, I can't manage by myself. And the right way to do it is, whatever they have, let's take advantage of it now. I have a good big family. Oh, Baal Shem, the Baruch has to do a lot of chesed with me. I don't have to look around the corner for somebody. Everybody needs a little help. Yeah, I take time to say that. That's what Hashem set up for me. Yeah. And the guy who presently finds himself, okay, look, we're looking for shit or whatever in the meantime. How much more free time? Anyway, that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
So last time we talked about Sevlonis. Sevlonis klapei atzma. Klapei atzma means a person has to recognize my obedience to Hashem has to be according to my koyches and work with my koyches. It's a very tricky thing here, especially with the boys or girls, yeah, youth. I was speaking to a boy and he said he has a very hard time learning. So no, what could be the problem? You have problems with concentrating. Understand? You know, he's a bright kid. So I said, okay, if you have some kids, it's very hard for them to understand. It's a challenge. You can get past it. Anyone can get past it. That's a big challenge. No, it's easy. Or you have problems with Kedusha. You know, you watch the movies the whole day. Your mind is preoccupied with Shriyot. No. He said, one second. If there's no reason for you not to enjoy the learning, it's impossible. It's a natural thing. The person is in a situation where, then about 2 minutes later, I figured out possible cause of this problem was, when he was younger, he had his kufa that was extremely serious, and he overdid it. Then he was told, you have to relax, you have to take a break. And I said, you know, it could be that you're afraid of falling back into the same situation. You're afraid that you're going to start learning again, you're going to overdo it. You're not going to know where to stop. Because of that, you just subconsciously just want to stay away from it. So how do I bring this story into what I'm talking about today? The message he got from people when he was younger, which I don't know if they meant to give this message, but this is the way he understood it, was, boy, you're learning too much. You're putting too much on yourself. Just you go on a vacation a little bit, take off a little bit. Which the technique is true. But it's very, these times things are very delicate, what I mean. Because like we're discussing now, the question is how I assess myself. If the message I get is, a real successful boy is the one whose mom is plugging away day and night. But I'm a nebuch. I can't do it, so I have to take vacation. That's the message I'm getting. So basically, he gets a message that, Lo tzlach, I was not mistaken what I'm doing, because that's really where it should be. But there's another message, is, you made a mistake till now. Now you can start doing something like a chila. Till now you will be the other. It's not that till now you're a chila, now you have to be the other. Till now you will be the other, now start doing like a chila. The other thing you did till now was, that you didn't recognize your koyches, and you went above your koyches, and the mele, it affected your whole master growth, your ability to learn.
So now's the time to start recognizing your kodesh more, work with your kodesh, and now you have the possibility to start trying to be that time of chokhmah you're aiming to. So that's this idea of the kodesh of the cloud gozal of Yisrael Hashem. Because it's not a bit of edit. It's not because I don't have a lot of kodesh, so I can't be that superstar that I want to be. It's the other way around. If I want to come to shleimus, I have to wreck myself, use my kodesh, and that's my lechatchilah of lechatchilah. I was another guy who was doing more than me. He has his life to be like mine. Who's going to end up in a higher level of strength? That's one who continues doing the right thing for a longer period of time. But, so it's just an important thing. This concept we're saying that the cloud of Avodas Hashem is to be honest with oneself and not look at it as a negative thing. The fact that I'm limited in my kodesh is not negative. It's not because I'm a low yutzlach. I'm a mutzlach. That's the way the Matzlichim did. Don't do the Malmi Kodesh. I'm not even doing with my full Kodesh. And even so, sometimes I can't control. I waste time even going to that. To say them, even your Nichsholim, keep on going. No room for Yeush, for despair. Avisa Gutman has a whole letter about it. He takes it very extreme. It is the fact that a person is nitro is a positive thing. Come on. In the pure world, it isn't. But in the real world, he's talking about the real world, that's the way a person grows. If a person does something, he doesn't do it right. Then afterwards, he learns from his mistake, tries to learn from his mistake. So he's in a better place. He has more clarity of where he is. I thought this was the right thing to do, or I didn't think, and therefore I did that. Okay, now I'll be more on guard to think better. Or if I overestimate my kodesh, okay, so now estimate them properly. If I underestimate them, estimate them properly. But that's like we're saying, everything in life, whether it went the way we want, the way we were, if I did a mitzvah, if I did a veyrus, all the lachatchila, the evidence prior to the act, it's a terrible thing to do in a veyrus. But okay, I already did a veyrus. Now, how can I transform the state of already doing a veyrus to lachatchila? I have to go on with life without a feeling of pension. If I just say, oh, it's terrible, I did a day, but I never do it again, just gone with life, so it didn't turn into a lack of feeling. But the answer is there. If I use that situation, which the shaita would be the other, now, okay, how to go forward with a feeling? Look at feeling. One second. I was initially before. What can I do now to make myself more aware of myself, of the situation of the day Sahara, to protect myself in the future? If I do that, then it's coming out that I'm using that aveira as a way of preventing myself from doing the future. Cyclists to say to people. Now, present is nitro, that's not the end of the game. That's just the beginning of the game. Once a person is nitro, now is the time to analyze what happened, why did it happen. What's the shortage? What's the root of the problem? We have to have a lot of patience with ourselves. Never give up. Never think, no, it's not for me. Never think, I'll never be able to do it. It's not true. We have to have our goals clear. That's the most important thing in life. The goal has to be clear. Where I want to get to. The goal remains clear. Eventually, I get past it. But if I was nishul in the middle, shabbi yifal atzad v'kor. Even a person nishul many times in yinei avoda, but be matzliach v'ezad Hashem. Could be nishul for 20 years. Certain things and his behavior are not the way it should be. His tefillah is not the way it should be. But if he wants to work on it, he'll little by little progress. I met another guy. He's working on something with somebody for a while. Asked, do you make any progress? He said, zero. I said, but I know you. I see you did make progress. Then he thinks, maybe. It was the HR sometimes tells the person that there's no hope. Yeah, this is what I am. That's what I'm going to be. And sometimes he doesn't pay attention to the fact that he's changing. Because the HR is trying to convince him. The other side, so what's the truth? He's expecting to see himself as being a total upheaval, completely different personality, and not completely different, but he's very different. But the thing that he's hoping for, he's not there yet, so he's just looking at the empty side of the cup, or whatever you want to call it. Not looking at he's looking at both sides of the cup. But that's part of what we're talking about today, is patience, is savlonis, but avodas Hashem. Savlonis, basically, what's coming out from what we're learning is to be real, not to be a fake. Which means in both directions. If somebody insults me, one second, what happened over here? Is there a need for me to respond back to him? In the real world, is it going to do anything good for me? Can it do anything good for him? The Midas HaVlonis tells me, before you react, hold yourself back a little bit. Think, is this something that is beneficial? So, if you don't have HaVlonis, what? I have to put that guy in his place. Okay, I put him in place, woo! And then he puts me in place even better. And then I put him even worse, and then he didn't back at me. And, oh, see. So I just kept my mouth shut in the beginning. We're going to work it out after a short period of time. So Savlon is like we're saying, I go to Bohu, we saw is the Kel Savlon. That's the Midah of Kodesh Bohu. And if it's the Midah of Kodesh Bohu, that means that's the Midah of how to go through this world. We're supposed to emulate a Kodesh Bohu. And this Midah also. That's the way the Kodesh Bohu has the world to survive. A Kodesh Bohu would not be El Savlon, Oluf. The world would have dissipated many times, long time ago, and nothing would be left of it. Because he puts up with a lot with us. But that's why he created the world. The world is imperfect. He created like a feel imperfect. For us to get to perfection. And if we don't do it, Sablovus, he keeps the world going. Yes, Hashem, give a chance, opportunity for those who want to take advantage of it. If they have not yet done it, yes, Hashem, they will take advantage more. So it's the same thing with our Mahalat HaChayim. The meaning of Sablovus is not the spontaneous reactions. To think what reaction, what gisha will bring me to my goal, and what will not bring me to my goal. I'm not saying if somebody does something that's not to my liking, if I just give the immediate response, it makes everything worse. If I think once in my goal, my relationship with this person is not the best. I want to make it better. This will not make it better. Keep my mouth shut. Be sober. I'm doing something good for me, I'm doing something good for him, I'm doing good for everything. I feel good with me. I feel good with myself. I don't have to just throw it back at me. Same thing with a person loving his Hashem. I'm not progressing the way I want to. Think, do I have a goal? Can I make to my goal? Yes, I can. We can make it to any goal we want to make. It's going slower than I planned. Say, so what? That's a reason to stop. Never, so many people, in the course of their lives, they just stop everything because I'm not successful. And they don't realize they are successful, but it's just going much slower than they expected. Say, and I was nirshom. Sheva yibu latzad v'kom. No reason, just because I didn't do it right to say I forget my goal. And that's what life is about. The more clear my goals are, the more quiet I settle will have. Because I know that with any answer, cause myself, I'm taking myself away from my goal. And with myself on this, I'm going to get to my goal.
Yeah.
On the bottom of Rashi Zion, Kosher Lahatfis Inyan HaSavlonis Im Atzmeinu B'Islam D'Smaz. It's hard to connect the Inyan of Savlonis in the way I pay attention to things that are going on around me. Not sure what he means over here, but let's see what he continues. The Dvar Machrim Shel Agiroz Da'am Ne'irim Lo Nedar Pesach. Savlonis Zu is not a Mida. The Gemara says like this. Iveles Odom Tesalif Da'akwe. Al Hashem Yiz'af Lipov. Shlomo Mel teaches us. The person who is not yashar, he's crooked in his behavior, it causes him to have bad behavior. And then he gets sad and goes wrong. In other words, he is the source of his problems, and blame that goes wrong. The Vilna Gaon says, explains it. Sometimes a person starts learning Torah, and doing mitzvahs. And then he stops. He says, I don't have no Seattle Shema, I'm trying so hard, and it's going hard. Why Hashem does not? Says, the Bola Tavis Haile, he says, where's the youth? Where's the Chazam? And he has Tavis and goes wrong. Goes wrong, why aren't you helping me more? And he doesn't happen because he's not working hard enough. He doesn't have clarity of what he's doing. The person has to go Machmas Yivalto. Sure, I know. This is saying from the Vilna Gaon. Kikol Odom Tzach Leilech Lefi Madrigoso V'lo Yikvot. The person has to go and point his Madriga, not jump. V'oz Yelef Betav Dago Avki Sayu. Then he'll progress and he'll have Siyat HaShemayim. Av Zerz V'lo Yisrael Leilev Dago. He didn't go to his Zerz. If there's something with Yisrael Tzal Dago, I would say Tzal Dago means they did a Vegas and that's messing him up. He's saying no. He's doing mitzvahs. He's doing mitzvahs L'mala Mikul Choysov. And he's not going on his Zerz. He's going on a Zerz which he thinks I want a shortcut. I want a little shas in 1 week. You learn 100 blah a day. Before you know it, I'm going to be booking a shas. And then he does it. Oh, the 3 days, he has no idea what he learned the day before, what he learned today. What's going on? I want to be booking a shas. Come on. Shem, what's going on? He picked a crazy devil. It's not a devil. It's a million. Have to you. Hashem can help us if we're doing the right thing. He gave us extra courageous. But it's not going to give us courage to do the wrong thing. Ivelis means two things without thinking them out.
What's the word in the modern English? Reaction without thinking what you're doing.
Compulsive,
yeah. Spontaneous, compulsive. Yeah. Just. So he didn't have the patience to do things right. Compulsive. See the doctor, and now he's time to go to school. So
So now he's saying what I was saying before. This idea of taking it slower is not a bit the other. And it's a tricky thing because, especially when working with other people, it's when against ourselves, to have this clear with ourselves, but with other people also, like I said, this boy, on the Shire, he didn't get the message clear enough. When he was told to slow down and take a break, he took it as, you're a loser, and they will take a break. And I was saying that you did things wrong till now. You didn't do the right, you had tremendous purpose, but you went on a mahalath, but you're not going to be able to build a new purpose. Now, go on a mahalath, now you can build a new purpose. And also, so he's saying, it's not a bidyevet, which means, sometimes this doesn't mean only that when I mess it up, I'm not going to drop everything, I'm going to slowly progress. But the ikar tafladis is how we think lechatchila. Am I just jumping into the thing, a spontaneous reaction, without sort of thinking out, or taking a little slower, thinking out what my credos are, and then trying to work with that. That will prevent all these faults. And Kamavan, if one falls, he recalibrates. But we have to understand what I can be doing for myself. Kamavan, you have to be honest, not to do too little, not to do too much, do the right amount. So this is something we can pay attention to. We have different things we want to do in the course of the day. See how they're going, if they're going good, if they're not going good. What's it? Am I doing too little, too much? Pay a little attention, how the day is going. But our goal is, like we're saying, not to just deal with our failures, but to set ourselves up like a fila in the mahalach that is the fi koi koi seyum. If we do it that way, we'll be pleasant for us, but in mazeh, so you don't know the mahalach. That would be great. Are you sure? Look what I found. You can see it? It's round up. Knock on all 12 or 2. So, I don't know which symbol this is, but it's part of the thing.